Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We are back. Welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the champion of all champions, that's still undefeated, like Tyson Fury. I am the Hot Rod, and a man who got beaten up like a dog that he is, bloody and everything. Saturday night, I give you the one, the only.
Brother, at least I got that. Sean Black back in the building once again. Good grief.
And also, I have the referee who tried to hold things down between us, but she did not do a good job because, you know, no one can hold the Hot Rod down because I am on fire. I give you, ladies and gentlemen, Lady T.
Hey, y'all.
You sound like you just woke up.
I'm up.
No. I know she's ready. She's ready to talk about this because she know I'm going to piss her off with the hashtag MeToo movement. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
You can't really blame it on the MeToo. Let's get that established.
Yeah, The number is 347-989-8402. Let's get straight to it. As Lady T, Sean Black, and I, we all discussed Harvey Weinstein. Verdict finally came in last week Friday. It was almost a split decision. They had extra day to think about it. Like I told Sean Black earlier, I'm a little bit surprised of the verdict. Well, Sean Black, these are the questions. Were you surprised by the verdict or the count of charges he got? And also, we all talk about Harvey Weinstein all the time. But a lot of guys told me today, you know what? Yes, they believe Harvey Weinstein is a pig. He's a scumbag. He abuses power. But do you really think he raped any of those females?
Well, first and foremost, I knew that he was going to serve some kind of jail time. I've said that as much over the last how many years since they finally knew there was going to be a case. And mind you, he still has a case that's going to be pending in Los Angeles. He was convicted of two of the five counts, which is predatory sexual assault, which was not guilty. Criminal sexual act, he was guilty on that. And he was guilty of third-degree rape. What happened in the way that this was that there were certain things that the jurors were looking at as far as having a problem trying to come to a decision on certain charges of what they could include, what they could have. If they weren't able to come to a decision, would they have a hung jury? Would they be able to have an issue with particular cases? They were unanimous on some, but so they went back and forth on that.
Surprised by that? Are you not surprised by that? They were going back and forth? Or you expect it to be like clean up all the way through?
Well, most of these kinds of trials, especially based on the time involved between when the cases went to trial and what they were going on, it's very hard to actually get a conviction fully. If there are more than one count, it's very hard to get a unanimous slam dunk case going. But based on all of that testimony that we heard and all of the things that have happened and all of the things that we've known about the Harvey Weinstein case for all of these years, it was a matter of time. Now, in saying that, do I believe that based on the fact that he got found guilty on two of the five counts, does this now mean that all people that have been caught in these kinds of things are going to meet retribution? No. And the reason why is because this case is unique in the sense of who it is, when this trial took place, and the public pressure and the social media input as far as wanting more information on what happened and all of the things that have gone through and the court system. There are going to be a lot of people that deserve to get even worse than what this guy got, that probably either won't or it'll be put up in appeals courts, et cetera, et cetera. So this is just one case on the notch as we move forward as to see now how the court system will adjudicate people that have been either put in sexual harassment cases or in rape cases. And I am glad to see that somebody like this pig is going to probably spend the rest of his life in jail.
Wow.
He's got in this case, just on those charges, he could face 29 years in jail. And he's got another case in California that's upcoming.
Well, before I go to Lady T, when you mentioned 5 to 25 years in jail, do you think that's a little bit too harsh? Because as other people told me earlier today, the problem with the court system is, okay, you murder someone, you get 5 to 10. They're not saying that rape is worse or better, but you compare rape to murdering, you get 5 to 25. Do you think that's a little bit too harsh for as a penalty compared to murder?
Too harsh. I think you have to also look at what rape and sexual assault does to people overall. It obviously, murder, you're killing somebody, you deserve to rot in jail regardless. Sexual assault, rape, etc., has ramifications that go past the actual victim. And in doing so, that has to also be adjudicated and taken into consideration when this happens. To say this is worse or this is not as bad or this is not as good is irrelevant. If somebody says no and you continue on without permission, whatever happens afterwards is what you deserve. And if it states that you have to go to trial and it is found that you have gone into those parts of either assault, rape, any sexual crime, etc., especially when you're in a position where you have power and use that power to get sexual gratification against someone's will, you deserve jail time, period.
Lady T?
So he had 5 counts. One was criminal act of first-degree rape, rape in a third degree. He got charged with those two, right? He had 2 counts of predatorial sex assault and then one count of rape in first degree, which those he was not found guilty on, right? So he can get anywhere from 5 to 25 years technically. This is not a win. This is a win actually for his team, if you ask me. That's the way I view it. It's a win for his team.
Because he could have been charged for all 5, or the penalty could have been worse.
He could have been charged for all 5 and been doing consecutive sentences on it. He could have been charged for 4 out of 5, but he wasn't. Mm-hmm. These two charges from, what is it, 5 to 25 years on this, people have to realize just because it's found guilty, the judge could just say 5 years. His team already put in his appeal today. So moving forward, now you have your appeal. You could serve 2/3 of that 5 years and be out in no time. It's a win for Harvey's.
So I'm just trying to understand overall. So you say there's more of a win for Harvey Weinstein than a loss, or you're just surprised that it's, you know, basically he should have gotten more than this?
This is a win for him. If he was found guilty on at least 4 of those, that's what I'm trying to explain, 4 of those, that would have meant something. That would have meant more time. If the judge feels like it when they go back to sentencing and say 5, because 5 is the minimum, they can still give him 5 if they want to. That's my point. He's not going to do a full 5, even if they give him that, because you're going to serve 2/3 of your time, plus you're doing your appeal. Who knows if he may win on the appeal, and they'll say, okay, he's out in a year. We do not know that. That's the whole point of that. So when it comes down,
but also take into consideration, he has another case in California. And the California law, from what I'm hearing, is going to actually be much more stringent, and I think is worse as far as for him if he goes through and gets jail time in that case.
Lady T?
What's the question? I was trying to thought on what I was saying.
No, basically, you was compared to the California case. Do you think it will be worse or about the same for Harvey Weinstein, give or take?
I was going
to
get up to that, but it'll probably affect it. I don't even know what my train of thought was. I'll let you guys go.
No problem. So, of course, unfortunately, with the Harvey Weinstein, you knew people were talking about it already, and I wouldn't be surprised if Bud be calling later. He will bring this up. You're comparing the Harvey Weinstein to Bill Cosby trial. What do you see as the difference between the two, Sean Black? How it was treated and how it was handled?
Well, the first thing that's going to pop up, as always happens, is going to be race. Is the fact that this black man who is accused of all of these sexual indiscretions, assaults, and going to jail, I believe he's, I forgot, was it 30 years that he's supposed to serve, or 20 years that he's supposed to be in jail for?
Something like that. He's in jail
yeah.
right now.
He's going to basically die in jail. Let's really be honest about that.
And that's what he really wanted. Let's be honest about that too.
I also don't think he wants to be a martyr. I don't think he wants to just go to jail and say, well, that's what is the case. I think a lot of people are going to look at the Cosby case, and as I've heard on talk shows about why so many people are have been so angry and dismissive towards Cosby, and how hateful the idea of as far as Cosby goes, and I actually heard somebody say that the Cosby assaults are looked at in a worse light than what happened with Harvey Weinstein. And I don't understand how that the alleged rape and the sexual assaults are worse for either or. If only one person was assaulted and or raped is more than enough. So I think that it may be people are looking at it as the way it's been portrayed in the media. If Cosby mm-hmm. was railroaded because he was black, as opposed to Harvey Weinstein. But as I tell you before, and we've had this discussion just a little earlier today, it's not going to make a difference as far as Weinstein or with Cosby. If you're going to be put in jail over this kind of thing, the one thing that matters, especially in this country, is the fact that if you are Caucasian, you tend to not get hit as hard, irregardless of what the crime is. And we've seen that over periods and periods of time. So,
yeah, but Harvey Weinstein
people,
is Jewish. Harvey Weinstein is Jewish.
That's what a lot of people will probably bring up at some point, because they're saying, well, Weinstein isn't black, so he's probably not going to get the same kind of attention as far as what his sentence should be, he's going to get off. But as I said before, Cosby had that one trial in Pennsylvania after he beat the first trial. This was the second trial. Weinstein mm-hmm. has this trial, and Lord knows what kind of cases he's going to get with the second one in California. So I don't know what the penalties would be for that, but maybe the way it's being presented, that's what a lot of people have an issue with.
Hold on, we got K-Dog calling in. Yes, K-Dog.
Good evening, everyone. I'm listening to what everybody has to say about this Harvey Weinstein. And what I could say about it is that, first let me start off by saying that rape is one of the worst things that could happen to a woman. I mean, especially when she's violated in a horrible way. The verdict came to me as no surprise. It wasn't a surprise at all because, you know, there was a lot of sensation that was being created throughout the whole case and throughout the whole trial. Now, all we have to say is this, is what's going to happen in California? You know, this is round one. Let's see what round two has to bring. Because
okay.
of all the evidence that he has. There was so much evidence against him. There's a whole lot of evidence. So that's why when I saw it, I'm like, no surprise. No surprise at all.
Okay. So how you, like I asked Sean earlier, how do you compare this to the Bill Cosby situation?
Oh, well, the Bill Cosby case, well, it's plain and simple. You know, with given the history of the justice system in this country, when it comes to people of color, it's always unfair. There's always a one-sided, there's always a one-sided type of thing. It's like they, you know, it's more, yeah, let's throw them in jail quickly. You know, Bill Cosby was seen as a complete monster, but look how long it took for them to try Harvey Weinstein. Bill Cosby's case went faster from the way I saw it.
Lady T, anything else you'd like to add on?
What's the question?
You know, anything on the comparison between the Bill Cosby case and Harvey Weinstein? You know, of course, you know, everybody got to compare the race and everything.
They can compare it all they want. One has more power than the other with, you know, the whites. So it's nothing in comparison. I wouldn't even compare these two.
Yeah.
I'm not going to compare these two as far as that goes. Harvey Weinstein, like they said, still have cases in L.A. and so forth. And I feel like these two guilty verdicts will stain that case as well. So it's a step forward. Everybody wants to say Me Too and Me Too and Me Too, but there's other pretty much organizations that fight for the same kind of justice against sex assaults and stuff like that. This Me Too has been glamorized. I'm tired of it because of Harvey Weinstein. That
mm-hmm.
wasn't the intent when it was first put in place. It was to make awareness on sex assaults and sex abuse and so forth. It has been glamorized throughout this whole Harvey Weinstein stuff. Everything is Me Too. So
yes,
I feel like it's also a step forward to people letting other people know, you're not going to get away with abusing me. And I feel that also with the actress from The Sopranos, where her statute of limitations was up, that played a part in him not getting that predatorial count as well as a conviction. So let's see who else, I guess who else cases are still valid with the Los Angeles case.
You know how to bring up the Me Too movement, right? Lady T?
I guess. You can.
No, I'm like, because of the Me Too story, technically speaking, give or take, because of Harvey Weinstein, because of all the things that he allegedly done. Now, do you
think it was
made
aware, not started, because it started before him, yeah.
It's true, exactly. Made aware, thank you. But do you think there's like a major victory for the Me Too movement?
I think it's a step forward to show that maybe the process works, because can y'all picture this being 10 years ago? Would you think that this would even go to trial, or would you think it would be, you know what I mean, thrown out since the grand jury?
Well, like Sean explained on the show many times, back then, if we hear the stories back then, no one would have believed it compared to
mm-hmm.
now. Now,
mm-hmm.
like, there's question about it. Like, oh, Harvey Weinstein did what? Okay, let's look into it. Back then, as we discussed many times, if the CBS guy, Les Moves, years of it that he'd been, you know, touching women, and all these
mm-hmm.
powerhouses, they would not believe him back then, you know, because it was a hush-hush. Either was a hush-hush, or nobody won't believe it. Even today, we heard about an ex-wrestler claiming that Donald Trump touched her back then. If she had told that same story back then, no one would have believed Donald Trump, or she would have got fired, give or take. Now, with all this news thing going on, who knows? Maybe there's some truth to it or not. But we may never know, because we all know that Trump will deny it, call her a lunatic or whatever, and it will carry on to the next story.
Of course.
And, Sean Black, anything like to add on before we move to Brother B?
Well, I guess that moving forward, I guess the one thing that we can all be happy about is the fact that, as we just stated, women overall are now not being as dismissed so easily as what we've heard in the past before. And this is leading to now more of these cases finally getting the attention that they deserve. Irregardless of the Me Too movement or not, we're starting to see now that the value of somebody saying that something happened is not summarily being just up and dismissed as if, you know, who cares or whatever. Doesn't make a difference now how powerful you are, who you are, who you know, that if you've done wrong, at some point you're going to pay for it, however small it may be or however big it is. I think that's what we're getting to know out of this right now. And Weinstein is, I guess, one of the biggest fish that we're starting to see out of all of this.
Brother B, anything like to add on?
Greetings and salutations, everyone.
What's up,
man?
And before you start, Brother B, I heard you was guilty too. So better be careful what you say on the air tonight, okay?
Yeah, I'm guilty of everything. Convicted of nothing. But you know what? I really think that it's all smoke and mirrors, man. This guy was allowed so much time to get his finances together, put stuff away, put certain things in motion. I mean, people got paid off. And I believe he got hit with the lesser charges. So, it's all smoke and mirrors. Look at the situation. Bill Cosby's been in jail for how long? Well, listen,
exactly.
Dude, how long?
I'm sorry, Brother B.
I told
everybody that Brother B will bring this up, Bill Cosby. I know.
Of course. You know why?
He has to.
You know what? It's kind of like it's a layout. It's like a blueprint. Because Bill Cosby was, I mean, listen, the vitriol from all types of women. But they were just coming at Bill Cosby for everything, and from anything and everything. Meanwhile, look what this guy did. And how many people are really saying anything? I don't see the Me Too movement parading outside of the jail.
They was out there. You guys not looking.
Wait a minute. Listen. It could be said that they were out there. But the biggest presence, especially media-wise, optic-wise, it was all on Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was like the situation.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
There was media out there. There was media on Harvey Weinstein. There was a circus out there.
No,
they
were not.
It wasn't the same.
Because there was a lot of people out there protesting.
Yeah, but wait a minute. When Bill Cosby
was able to pay everybody off. I was able, you know what my problem is? I said it on the show before, and I will say it again. How do you pay someone off for sexually assaulting them? How do you pay someone off for rape or whatever?
How do you as a victim going to take that money and not fight for your justice? That's another question too.
How many people on Harvey Weinstein's side took that payoff?
Exactly.
How many people
get
that payoff?
Okay, guys,
if you take the payoff, do you have the right to talk then after all? Isn't that the point of the payoff? Is that to talk?
Listen, I got a daughter, man. And I tell my daughter straight up, ain't no money going to compensate for anybody violating you. The only thing that's going to compensate is your father cracking their head open. That's what's going to compensate. Maybe.
No, then you're going to catch the whole case.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me finish.
That's just for my self-satisfaction.
That's just for, listen, you got a daughter too, brother, so don't talk to me. Don't talk.
Yeah, sure.
Don't talk. Don't talk.
It may not be right, but apparently it will feel good, I guess.
Oh, you're damn right. You're damn right. And I will have my daughter front row seat to me cracking your ass open. Because, listen, that's disgusting. How do you take advantage of – how do you do stuff like that? How do you take advantage of a woman? How do you take advantage of anybody like that, but especially a woman? And what you – oh, if you don't do this for me, then I can't give you that. Or if you do this for me, then I can do this. And turn around and play with them emotionally. And something real dirty. It's real dirty.
Well, Brother B, Lady T, Kato and Sean Black, I have to play devil's advocate. What about all those other ladies prior who went to the hotel room knowing that something most likely will happen or going to happen in the hotel room? Let's be honest. If I invite you to the hotel room and I'm a producer and I want anyone to sign a contract, you know you have to return something in return. Most of those females know that. What about those?
That's not to be spoken about.
That's not to be spoken about. That was never mentioned.
No. That's not to be spoken about. You see, there's things that you talk about and there's things that you don't talk about.
Are they victims as well of the game?
Of course.
Can I just say something from a female's point of view? What if that did happen? What if I went to the hotel with you at, Rod? And then I decided, you know what, I'm not going to go for this, actually. I changed my mind, but you're so hot and heated. And then you did what you did. Is that rape? That's possibly what could have happened in some
of those cases as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Lady T, let's say you did come to the hotel. Nothing happened. But I made sure that you don't get a job in Hollywood again. Is that assignment the victim as well?
That's also being victimized, and then she's going to probably say, oh, you raped me. So we don't know what story is what right now. Exactly. But out of revenge, you got people that will do stuff out of revenge.
Mm-hmm.
But even more so,
they'll scream rape. They'll scream rape. You know, Lady T's right.
If she scream rape, I never touch her. Who's wrong in that case?
She's wrong in that case, obviously. But I'm telling you, there's people that'll still scream rape. If that's the case, you get my point.
But
you blackballed her.
The thing
exactly
here that I think is being missed in the discussion is the fact that there is a system here that allows this kind of behavior to keep continued as long as it has. You have some women who know the situation as far as like you stated, you know that you're going to the room to meet Weinstein. You know what it may entail. And you can do one of two things. Either I'm not going to comply, or I'm going to comply, hope this is over with, and then don't worry about it again, hopefully. And then the problem is, because it's set up this way, the fact that you have to come to that choice is the problem in and of itself. Now, we don't know the situation as far as the mindset going on of the female going to the room, as the casting room, as we've heard a lot of in these situations. So knowing that the female already has that pressure on her, I'm trying to make a dent in whatever this business. I'm trying to get this part. We're now almost besmirching her because she's put in this disgusting situation, and she has to now come with a decision. Am I going to be able to work in this industry by my own volition and my own effort by refusing this person, or am I going to go through it and hope that he doesn't screw me over per se?
Who said you have to meet at the hotel? Why can't I be in the office or Starbucks or anything? If you all go to the
female in that position, you don't, in that situation, have the power to dictate what happens afterwards. If Harvey Weinstein is the person that has the power, he had the production company, he has directors and actors and businesses underneath him. If you're the quote-unquote starving artist, how do you have the power to come to Harvey Weinstein and dictate when and where we can meet? And part of the entire problem there. That whole argument is part of why this is an issue.
But that's the way the system works sometimes, unfortunately.
So why should you sacrifice yourself? Why should you sacrifice yourself in who you are just for the sake of your craft?
I don't care who they are. I can't mention the names. They did their part to move up to the top. Whether they're on their knees, laying in bed, or whatever. Some of those A-listers, they did their part. So that's the sacrifices they made. I mean, I think it's right, but that's part of the game. That's how Hollywood is run by. You know?
And hopefully, these cases that have been coming up and all of these people that have been losing jobs and et cetera, is that beginning of that paradigm shift that will start to change some of this. Because remember, a lot of people didn't speak up on it because, as we've said, nobody listened. Nobody had any power to do anything against it. And like we've all stated before, when the Cosby stuff happened, who would believe Bill Cosby, wholesome pudding eating Bill Cosby, could go ahead and potentially rape somebody or slip a roofie in somebody's drink and sexually assault? Nobody would believe any of that stuff. And that's the reason why a lot of women end up in this position to begin with, because although they may hear the situation, that doesn't mean that they can change the situation if they don't feel that they have the power to do so.
All right,
okay,
can I say something? Can I say something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I tell my daughter, do not put yourself in a situation that's going to put me in jail or a situation that me and your mother cannot get you out of.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what you do before you do it.
Whoa.
Simple and plain.
I hear that.
You got to think about what you do before you do it, because there's consequences to every action. And no, I'm not getting into this blame the victim thing, but you make yourself a victim when you put yourself in situations that you know 9 times out of 10 are not going to be good for you, but you're thinking about your career. F your career. If you got to sell yourself short and sell your soul for your career, then it's not. Then to you it may be worth it, but in the grand scheme, to me, it's not. Because then look what you have at the end of it.
Okay, on to the next topic. On to the next topic very quickly. Sean's new boy, Bernie Sanders, is moving on up to the east side. And bottom line is Sean Black, between Bernie Sanders and your favorite new guy, Mike Bloomberg. Do you think
there's
a new threat?
I laugh at that.
Do you think there's a new threat now for Trump?
Is Sanders a threat to Trump?
No, Sanders is.
Of course he is.
Now. Do you think there's a new threat right now towards Trump?
As I've said this before, the person that Trump is the most scared of is Sanders. And the reason why I say that is because of all of the current
Before you continue, back then it was Joe Biden. So in your conversation, what happened from Biden to Bernie Sanders?
What happened with Biden is that he basically seemed to age himself out in this sense. He lost a lot of his connection with the people, and he overplayed his "I'm a friend of Obama" card. He thought that he could use that to parlay more votes and garner favor with the voters that Obama carried and that Hillary carried prior to the previous election. And what happened is that, and what we've seen, is that Sanders is now starting to develop more and more of the African-American vote among the people that are still running. And I think if you're a Democrat, you do not win the nomination without the African-American vote. Or the Hispanic vote, which is starting to grow as well for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I don't know where Sean gets research from, but Lady T, anything you'd like to add on?
Yeah, certainly. First of all, with this whole caucus with Bernie Sanders, it seems like ever since that last Democratic debate, it's like a free-for-all with the Democratic Party nominees. They are not focused on what the issues are. Everybody's focused on Bloomberg and his money, and Bloomberg allegedly, you know, buying this campaign and so forth. But none of them on that panel right now is sticking to structure and sticking to, I want to know what you guys are going to do for me. How are you going to beat Trump? What are you going to do for me? Their focus is in the wrong direction, and I see, like, the party just eating itself away. So they didn't ask Bernie the questions that they should have asked Bernie. They were still focused on Bloomberg. So I'm not understanding, if Bloomberg's not even there and Bernie was there and he's in the lead right now, why aren't you asking him the questions, addressing the questions? Forget about Bloomberg. They're chewing themselves away. They can destroy themselves. They can destroy themselves. And people who don't know who they want to vote for democratically, those Democratic voters, because I've seen it happen with the Hillary voters last time, they click the Trump ticket so he could be our president again. And that's the scary part.
If I could right now, I would go over there and hug you because you read my mind 100%. And I can't believe I'm on the same page with you on this one.
Oh, brother, this is a scary show tonight.
You know, Lady T, it's probably time to just get a nice drink.
Man.
Plus your system of what just happened, right?
So I told people the same thing. I'm like, why the Democratic Party are attacking a man instead of trying to solve the problem? I'm like, we all criticized Donald Trump over the years. But let's admit, at least the Republican Party, whether you're the racist or bigot or whatever you want to call them, they got their act together. And right now it seems like they're winning compared to the Democrat Party.
Well, let's be honest. This is the Trump Party.
But listen to what Lady T said earlier. The Democrat Party, again, their act together. They're pointing their fingers at each other and attacking Bloomberg. Why? Because Bloomberg uses money and he's in second place?
I saw that during the debate because what's really bad is where the Democrats need to regroup and we need to focus on the issues like Lady T said. Because, listen, why not tell the people, you're talking to the people of the United States of America, you want to win this election, speak to the people, bring up the issues, talk about what you're going to do about health care. Talk about what you're going to do about the environment to fight poverty. Bring up, let's discuss the issues. Don't just sit there and, well, Bloomberg, oh, Bloomberg is this. I mean, that's what I saw during the debate. It was just a complete mess because all they did, and I was like, wow, is this serious? You guys want to beat Trump like this? Is this what you want to do? You want to beat Trump, you want to defeat him, you want to show the country, like, okay, this is what I'm doing that Trump is not doing. This is what I'm going to do that Trump didn't do. That's what you do as a candidate, but you're not doing that. And therefore, we've seen this before with Hillary. Remember, 46% of the country stayed home on election day. Remember that. Half of the country didn't even vote. They got turned off.
That's funny. Kato loves to bring that point up. 46% of the country. 46%
no,
of the country.
Seriously,
stay home. But, all right, Brother B, anything else you'd like to add on?
All I can say is that they're all a bunch of clowns fighting for the smile.
Mm.
I really have no intentions on probably vote because none of them have any of my best interest. It's the same issues from year to year to year to year, from whether it's Reagan to all of a sudden now. It's always the same thing. It's all the same pot of shit. And no one has been able or to make any radical changes at all. It's like watching Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage just yell at each other to entertain everybody in the arena, and when it's all said and done, they go sit down and have dinner and say, great match.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys are sleeping together. They're all sleeping together. So it's like, the only thing that concerns us is, hey, vote for me, vote for me, vote for me. It's not like I'm going to really do something for you, but I just want you to vote for me. I don't know you. I don't know your real agenda. So why should I give you something so precious? Why should I give you my vote? Why should I give you that vote of encouragement when I don't even know you like that to know that you'd even give a damn about what's going on in my household or my kid getting an education or my health care at work? You can talk a good one. But
see what you said right there, Brother B, with what you said there. That's why we're going to have certain people that's not going to go out to vote, certain people that don't even know they may be Democratic. They don't know who they're going to vote for because they're not showing. And all of the people that love Trump will still support him, even if they don't like what he's doing. They'll still support him, and they'll still punch his ticket, and big chance he may win.
The thing is, even better,
the fact that Trump isn't really running against anybody. He has free reign to continue his message on the campaign trail. And what Trump does is smart. Is that when he does his rallies, he rallies usually when you see the other Democrats debating or in the middle of their primary or their caucuses. That's what he's doing as far as that. He's doing it in some instances in the same city. So he's smart enough to know what works for his base to keep them on the up and up as far as what he's doing. Whereas the Democrats right now have perceived for a lot of people that they're cannibalizing each other until somebody can finally get a vote. And
exactly.
I think that's where the issue is going to be going forward. And I think of all of the people so far, it seems like Sanders has been the most consistent because I haven't heard too much change from things that he said, whereas we've heard Biden flip-flop on certain things. Warren said one thing, and then she kind of changed a little bit.
Okay.
Then, so that's where we're
starting
to
get that
Sanders
chest, 2020,
that chest match.
2020 interview or whatever it was, over 60 Minutes interview, over the weekend.
Yeah.
I have big
no.
questions in that for him. So he's kind of flip-flopping a little something and still can't tell
mm-hmm.
you how he's
going
to do X, Y, and Z.
He did a town hall tonight on, I think, CNN, and I guess I'll watch the replay of it to see how he addressed that, because a friend of mine told me that he actually addressed that particular question at the town hall. So I guess we'll see what he does.
Remember, guys, what do politics do? They tell you what you want to hear. So, of course, they go to flip-flop overall. Same way Sean
right.
flip-flop over me
they're
all the time.
I'll wait for the next debate. I'm not dealing with these caucuses that to hype you up.
Hey,
I'll wait for the actual physical debates.
Hey, Howard, I got a quick question.
Go ahead.
And it's not like I'm supporting him, but I will ask you this: what is Trump really saying? Because I know what he's saying to me. He's basically saying, "Listen, he's basically saying, get your money because I'm getting mine." What is he saying
is
to you?
Is that what he's really saying?
If you really listen,
is that what he's
America,
yeah,
this,
I'm about to say.
This country is a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yep.
not about your feelings. Learn how to play
yeah.
the business.
It's a corporation,
learn how to work
and that's
listen,
what Trump knows
how
to run, corporation.
No,
a lot
of his businesses have gone bankrupt, so.
No,
I don't know. He brought it back
know.
Up when it went
no.
bankrupt. Hello, wake up.
Look at your house. Look at your home. As much as it is your home is a business. What you do is a business. How you conduct your life, whether you like it or not, it's a business. Now, the how you run your business is how your business grows. How you run your business is how it can also go down. This dude is doing what he has to do to support his business, make his connections, and make his money. So maybe we should do the same. Because we're too focused on what everybody else is doing. Are we really focused on what we need to do to make our?
That's the connection that he's making.
You know, that's
the
connection. And Brother B, you know what? This is could we see a repeat of history? Because remember, this has happened before in American history. Anybody who ever read about the Roaring Twenties, about how we allowed big businesses to run the country, and we saw the results of what happened when big businesses ran the country. What did it lead to?
Is anyone shocked as I am that Cato actually read a book?
I'm just saying
overall. But quickly, let's go to the next topic. Sean Black want to talk about this Goal Breaker Challenge thing that's trending on the internet. It seems like there's always something trending that these kids need to find something to do to hurt themselves to be like.
Yes.
But go ahead, Sean, quickly.
Every video that I've seen on the news shows at least three people involved, two people that are in on the joke, and one person that thinks that the other two are trying to show this one person a new dance. And this dance is supposed to be you jump up and down, we'll jump, then you jump. And then when that one person jumps, the other two people kick the other person's legs from underneath them while they're in midair, and they usually end up landing on the back of their head. And this is why it's called the Skull Breaker Challenge. And I'm so tired of people coming up with this. Everything stupid on the internet has to be a challenge. In any event, documented cases of people doing this stupidity and going to the hospital. One person who is, I believe, a 13-year-old was either in a coma or is suffering from seizures because of the brain injury. Why this is something that social media tends – I think this was on what, TikTok or one of the other
– Yeah, no, TikTok is the number one thing now that these kids are using to make these special effects and these videos overall. there was like the when you put the penny behind the power cord thing to get that little spark.
Oh, that was just that was another stupid one. What was it called? The Human Torch Challenge or the Electricity Challenge?
Something
whatever
like
the heck
that.
It called. Something stupid. Yeah. I don't understand where people come up with these ideas from, why they think that this is funny, and then when somebody dies, and we've had this discussion before, somebody dies doing one of these stupid challenges, what's going to happen then? I don't know.
Oh, well. Okay, Brother B, as a parent, when you hear about these stupid videos on social media, and you have a teenager, basically, what's the best way to communicate with children about this?
I guess I would have to go to old school method. I mean, you know how parents back in the day, listen,
well,
jackass.
Listen, if you whip your kid's ass, you go to jail now.
Listen, once again, it's my household, man. I mean, it's going to be what it is. That's, once again, I hate to get political on it, but you can't tell me what to do in my house or with my kid, because at the start, middle, the end of the day, it's my kid. And you're not going to care about my kid like me. But we're talking about voting and all other topics while kids is out there cracking their skulls thinking it's cool. I think we need to focus.
That's how stupid as it sounds. And I can't believe we have
You're cracking your skull for entertainment. But we're concerned about who's going to be the next president. While your kid probably might be laying up in a coma. You know, I'm not talking about, like, the discussion for tonight, but I'm just talking about just, like, society in general. Like, what's really more important, your kid in a coma or who's going to be the next president?
Well, the crazy thing
Lady
about
T?
It is that
you
those...
Know, hold on, let's give it to Lady T first. Anything
you guys
like
said
that?
You guys said it's on something called TikTok, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to the kids that go on TikTok, my question for you guys tonight is, do you guys want to live or you want to die? Because all these challenges are stupid. It's stupid.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
I'm just laughing. I'm sorry to laugh.
And
it's
anybody
like,
that's on the Democratic Party, try to shut TikTok down.
Oh.
I mean, come on.
You know,
what kind of crap lets them advertise this stuff? It's really sad. No, it's very sad and it's very dangerous. I'm sorry.
It's dangerous, but it's coming. Like Brother B told me last week on social media, we've done stupid stuff before. That's what kids do. But never to this extreme.
Listen, guys, I know all of y'all, when we had the old buses, y'all used to jump on the back of those buses.
Of course.
That was about it. And even then, that was dangerous. So cut the crap right now.
You know, I heard you guys talking. And listen, I'm sorry. I had to put my phone on mute because I was cracking up. Because I'm like, these kids must be on some, I don't know what kind of drugs that people are taking that they got to do something that stupid. I mean, seriously.
It's the drug of fame. That's
what
you
know.
It's called the drug of
being a stupid idiot. Because what sense does it make that someone jumps, you kick someone, and then after that, the person lands on their head. Now, you know, is that, I don't know. I can't even say crack. I can't say cocaine. I don't know what it is, but.
Okay, but
are people losing their minds?
Kids are going to be kids. No matter what, kids are going to be kids. But it's escalating. That's the thing.
Right.
It's escalating
too far with this nonsense, though.
Yeah, but
it's
to Lady T's point, back then, when we jumped on the back of the bus, it was like, you know what, Brother B, Sean Black, Kato, I dare you, hop on the bus with me. There was no recording back then. There was nobody to show off back then. So we did the stupid things because we were there to, or we just had the thrill. Now people are doing stupid things to get likes. That's a big difference.
Yeah, they'll go on Instagram, they'll go on Twitter, they'll go on Facebook, you know, just to show the stupidity. I'm like, are you serious?
Okay, so would you guys say that's a self-esteem issue that these kids that are being raised now are having? Or are parents not talking to them about self-esteem?
I think they're looking for attention. I give that...
You can't be looking for that much attention. It's like,
listen, some of these kids out here, you never know.
But that's what I'm saying, you think it's self-esteem?
That and attention go hand in hand. I think they go hand in hand.
Part of it may be attention, but I think a lot of it is just kids doing something stupid, but then you stick a camera in front of them. And what happens is that when you feel, and this is another part of it, which is why I think a lot of this challenge garbage happens, is that everybody thinks that they're going to be the next social media star by doing the most outrageous, stupid thing that they can. And what ends up happening is they figure, oh, like you were just saying, for likes. So I'm going to get 1,500 likes. And then the next person does something even more egregious and even more stupid. And then they get 1,501 likes. So I have to do what this person does, but get at least one more like than that person. So then they
can I ask all of you guys something on a panel, especially Brother B and Hot Rod? So when you give your child a phone or a tablet or any of these devices, is anyone saying, do not do any of these challenges? Do not look for media attention through this. Use your tablet and your phone for what it needs to be used for. Is anyone saying any of these things?
I tell my son that right now, and he's only 6 years old, and I tell him that. Because, you know, my son watches wrestling a lot, and I tell him, like, okay, you know, you have to be careful. You can get hurt easily. And he keep asking me questions. You know, he's 6 years old. So he would ask me, like, Pop Smoke, I think that's his name. How did he die? And he keep talking about that. And I explained to my son, you do these stupid things, you go to die, you know. Do you want to die? No, Daddy. I don't want to die because I want to go to Disney World. Okay, good. So don't do these stupid things, you know.
The mind of the child. Don't die because you can't go to Disney World.
Listen, you got to do what you can. But I remember what Brother B said a while back. No matter how many times you could, you know, control yourself at home with your children, you can't control them outside, and you cannot control them all the time. You can what you can as a parent and try to do the right thing and teach them the right thing. But, well, you know, kids listen to other kids, and they will do whatever in the end. Brother B?
To be honest with you, I don't really have that these type of conversations with my daughter. Like, we talk. But we talk about other stuff. We may talk about Post Malone. We may talk about music. We talk about a lot of things. But we don't talk about the whole challenges because she thinks that they're stupid. Like, she's 16 years old, about to be 17, most high willing. And she's at a stage where, a conscious level where she's like, I'm not trying to hurt myself. Like, life is good. Like, I'm 16 years old. I get money from my parents. And I go to school and I have a life. Like, why would I endanger that to crack my skull open or something like that? Like, she doesn't really.
It's not like she's one of the few with brains.
She's more concerned about, Dad, give me money. Or, Dad, give me some sneakers. Like, usual teenager kid stuff. Like, there's stuff that we just, give me money. Or, I want to go do this. Or, I want to go. She keeps it simple. And I appreciate that. And I'm thankful for it.
But Brother B, when she keep asking you for money, you got to stop telling her to keep going to Uncle Roddy. Uncle Roddy doesn't have money anymore. He's broke too, you know.
Listen, you don't be looking broke.
Too busy listening to Pop Smoke.
Situation is, listen, your social media situation is crazy, brother. You stay out. You stay in the street. Pizza man loves you, Jack.
I told him he needs to own a pizza restaurant. He's not listening.
Yo, for
I keep
real.
Telling
but,
you. You don't listen to me.
One day I will. But let's go to our last topic. This past weekend, we lost a great one, B. Smith Restaurant. But to disease, what disease, Sean Black? I forgot.
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's. But I remember we talked about this topic a while back. About her caretaker, her husband. But, and Sean and I were talking about this right before the show. And let's recap a little bit.
She's 70 years old. She was a restaurateur. She wrote books. She had fashion shows, beauty shows. She had her own fashion line. She was very into that lifestyle until she was diagnosed, I believe it was in 2012 or 2013. With early onset Alzheimer's. And we talked about this on the show, I believe it was earlier last year, where her husband and her caretaker were actually there for her, but as her condition deteriorated, the husband had a physical relationship with the caretaker, who I guess they had been friends for over the years of taking care of her, and we had talked about that. So I'm going to guess that, yeah.
No, anything like to add on to this, or do you think? I do not remember if you agree or disagree with the type of relationship back then.
I'm not even concerned about the relationship, though. Well, if that is done, that relationship is even done with him. They were talking about that on the news today. That's not the concern, but I just feel like people need to be more aware of Alzheimer's and the onsets and things like that, early signs, mm-hmm. and so forth, moving forward in life. And, you know, God bless her soul, you know.
Yes, indeed. I know. Life is short. You got to live it up sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, I will give this question to Brother B, but I promised you this question a while back.
Oh, boy.
And I'm a marriage proposal. And the engagement is off. Does the man have the right to ask for the ring back, or depending on the situation? Go ahead, Brother B. Take it away.
I don't want that back. I don't want that damn ring back. You keep that, because you know what? Well, that's going to be the reminder of how you screwed up. Because the next dude ain't going to do that. The next dude ain't going to give you what I gave you. And if you think he's going to do better, think again. Time will tell.
Ooh,
but no, I don't want it back. It ain't that serious to me, dog.
But Brother B, you said you're 3 months. You spent 3 months of your salary on that ring. You probably spent this. I'm just saying, 100 grand. You don't want that 100 grand back?
Money comes, money goes, bro. Money comes, money goes.
Okay.
But my dignity my dignity will stay intact.
Sean Black, 2 minutes left. Make it quick.
That's a really rough thing. If you know what went into the ring, I'm not even talking about the monetary stuff. The ring is supposed to kind of symbolize all of the emotions and all of the things that you put into that. If the situation is the way it is, and we break up or whatever is the case, I personally, I'm not asking for the ring back. That's just me. There are some people that would.
Okay, Lady T, if I ask for my ring back, will you give it to me?
Hell no, but I'm going to smack you in your face first. You ain't getting that ring back.
You
better get out of here. I earned this ring putting up with your crazy ass.
Well,
yeah, that's a reward.
That's
a reward for dealing with your stuff.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know what? I don't know how to feel about this.
I say keep
I'm offended.
I'm not here. Keep it.
Well,
it's yours.
Okay, you know what, guys? I'm not going to lie to you. With a minute left, I will ask for the ring back. I owe Spike.
Oh, boy. You probably won't get it back.
I won't get it back, but I will ask for the ring back. You know what?
She'll beat the crap out of you.
I don't care. I will call for that ring. And you know what? It's not working. Give me that ring back so I can give it to somebody else, or pawn that thing so I can get the money back at least. Come on.
No, just show up somewhere with her homegirl.
You know what, Hot Rod, you know what?
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to give you back the ring, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take that diamond out of it, and I'll give you the ring diamondless. Bang.
Ouch.
It's just going to be a crown.
That's
grand notes.
Oh, man.
With that to say, Brother B, tomorrow night, 8:30, the menu?
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio, the menu. We will have one of those hot button topics.
Uh-oh.
The homophobic card.
Uh-oh.
The
homophobic card.
Uh-oh. Sean Black, you cannot be part of that. You cannot be part of that because, you know, you're homophobic already. But besides that, Brother B, K-Dog, Sean Black, and especially Lady T, thank you so much for tonight's great show. Can't wait to do this again another time. On that note, God bless.
The pleasure was all yours.
So, Sean, are you still homophobic? Be honest.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy. Night, y'all.
Good night, everybody.
Peace out, everyone.